Welcome to the PDX Business Playbook, a podcast by M2 Square Consulting. I'm Joy, and I'm here with Otto.
Hey, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that's both exciting and, let's be honest, a little intimidating for many small and medium-sized businesses here in Portland. Practical AI. We'll be exploring how AI can actually provide tangible benefits for Portland SMBs.
But the real question is, with all the hype and the jargon, how can a busy business owner actually cut through the noise and figure out where to even begin with AI, right? What are the real practical steps they can take?
That's a great question, Joy, and one that I think a lot of business owners are asking themselves right now. I mean, you know, why should they even care about AI in the first place?
Exactly. So, Otto, let's dig into that. Why does practical AI matter, especially for Portland businesses?
Well, I think it starts with understanding the unique landscape we have here. You know, Portland prides itself on community, craftsmanship, and sustainable growth. Those are values that are deeply ingrained in the business culture. At the same time, companies are facing really tough challenges.
Like what?
Well, I think the most obvious is the competitive labor market, right? It's difficult to find and retain talent. Then you've got evolving customer expectations. People expect more, faster, all the time. And of course, there's the constant pressure to operate more efficiently, to do more with less, basically.
Oh, for sure. Our consultants see those pressures every single day. Right, and that's where practical AI comes in. It's not about replacing your valued team. I really want to stress that. It's about augmenting their capabilities.
Okay, unpack that a bit. What does augmenting mean in practice?
It means automating their repetitive tasks that are bogging people down. It means gleaning insights from the data you already have but aren't fully using. And ultimately, it means making smarter decisions faster.
So freeing people up to do the stuff that really requires human skills, like creative problem solving or building relationships.
Exactly. And the M2 Square approach, that means leveraging existing proven technologies. Forget the sci-fi fantasies, think real-world ROI.
So what's the first step? Okay, so where do businesses even start? I mean, AI can feel so overwhelming.
Yeah, it can. Our team at 2M2 Square talks a lot about low-hanging fruit.
Ooh, I like that. Tell me more.
Well, it refers to AI applications that are relatively easy to implement. They often leverage existing systems or data, integrate well, and offer a quick, measurable return on investment.
So, quick wins. Gotta love those. Give me some examples that a Portland business owner could wrap their head around.
Sure. I think the first one that comes to mind is supercharging customer service and communication.
Oh, yeah. We've seen some cool applications there.
Absolutely. I mean, think about answering common customer questions instantly, routing inquiries efficiently, and providing 24/7 support, all without overburdening your staff.
So intelligent chatbots on your website for FAQs, using AI to categorize and prioritize customer support tickets, or even AI-powered email assistants to draft routine responses.
Exactly. Those faster response times improved customer satisfaction. It frees up your team for those complex issues, you know? Imagine handling inquiries more efficiently, even after hours, strengthening your reputation in the Portland market. It's a win-win.
Okay, I'm sold on customer service. What's next?
Well, another area is streamlining marketing and sales efforts.
Ah, yeah. Marketing's always looking for an edge.
Precisely. Reaching the right customers with the right message at the right time. Identifying promising leads and optimizing your sales pipeline. It's all about precision.
So, like, using AI tools for email marketing personalization, sending tailored content based on customer behavior.
Exactly. Or employing predictive lead scoring to focus sales efforts on the most likely buyers. Or even automating social media posting and analysis.
That makes sense. Higher conversion rates, more efficient use of marketing spend, a clear view of your sales funnel, and ultimately increased revenue.
It's crucial for thriving in Portland's dynamic economy.
Okay, so customer service, marketing, what else?
Well, for our clients in manufacturing, construction, and logistics, we often focus on boosting operational efficiency.
Oh yeah, that's huge. Downtime, inventory management, those are constant headaches.
Absolutely. Reducing downtime, managing inventory more effectively, optimizing schedules, and improving resource allocation. It's particularly relevant for Portland's strong manufacturing and construction sectors.
So AI-powered predictive maintenance alerts for machinery, anticipating failures before they even happen?
Exactly. Intelligent inventory management systems that forecast demand, or route optimization software for delivery and logistics fleets.
Okay, I see the value there. Significant cost savings, smoother operations, reduced waste, and better utilization of expensive assets.
That translates directly to improved profitability and reliability. It's hard to argue with that.
Okay, so we've covered customer service, marketing, and operations. What's the last piece of low-hanging fruit?
Unlocking insights from your data.
The thing that most businesses know they should be doing, but never quite get around to.
Exactly. Making sense of those sales figures, operational data, and customer feedback you already collect to inform better business decisions.
Like utilizing AI-driven analytics platforms that automatically identify trends, anomalies, and key performance indicators, KPIs, within your business data, and then presenting them in easy-to-understand dashboards?
Nailed it. Moving from guesswork to data-driven decisions, identifying hidden opportunities or potential problems quickly, and fostering a culture of continuous improvement grounded in facts.
Okay, so we've got some potential AI wins on the table. I mean, you find the tool online, it looks promising. What's next?
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of businesses, they stumble, right?
Absolutely. I mean, simply adopting AI tools without a plan is like buying expensive equipment without knowing how it fits into your production line.
Oh, I like that analogy. So what kind of risks are we talking about here?
Well, wasted investment is a big one. Choosing the wrong tool or one that doesn't integrate well, that's money down the drain.
For sure. And then you've got employee resistance, right? If your people don't understand why the change is happening or they're not trained properly, they're just not going to use it.
Exactly. And that reminds me of something our founder, Michael Zelenka, always emphasizes. Change management is just as important as the technology itself.
Absolutely. Then you get those data silos, right? Implementing systems that don't talk to each other. I mean, what's the point?
It's a mess. And let's not forget security vulnerabilities. Not considering data privacy and security implications can be a huge mistake.
Okay, so money wasted, people not using it, systems not talking to each other, security risks. What else?
Lack of measurable ROI. Not defining success metrics beforehand, making it impossible to know if the investment paid off.
Right, so it all boils down to having a strategy. So what does an effective AI adoption strategy look like?
Well, I think it starts with defining clear goals. What specific problem are you trying to solve or opportunity are you trying to capture?
Makes sense. Start with the why, and then what?
Assess your readiness. Do you have the right data? Are your processes ready? Is your team prepared for change?
So, an honest assessment of where you're starting from, and then you can select the right tool.
Yeah. Research and choose technology that fits your specific needs, budget, and existing infrastructure. You know, the M2 square approach dictates that you focus on proven solutions.
Absolutely. And then you've got to plan the implementation. How will the tool be integrated? Who needs training? How will you manage the transition?
It's all about change management.
For sure. And then last but not least, measure and iterate. Track your predefined metrics. What's working? What needs adjustment? I mean, AI implementation isn't a one-off project. It's a continuous improvement cycle.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
So without the strategic foundation, even the lowest hanging AI fruit can just wither on the vine, right?
Totally. So how can M2 Square help Portland businesses avoid that?
Well, that's exactly why I launched M2 Square Consulting here in Portland. Our mission is to be your trusted expert guide specifically focused on practical AI for Portland SMBs.
So you're cutting through the hype, focusing on what actually works.
Precisely. We focus on leveraging existing proven technologies that deliver maximum ROI. And we believe in a growth through innovation approach grounded in data, entrepreneurial spirit, and lean management principles.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? How do you help businesses grab that low-hanging fruit the right way?
Well, it starts with discovery and assessment. Our team starts by understanding your business, your goals, and your specific Portland context.
So you're not just dropping in some generic solution, you're really getting to know the business first.
Exactly. And then we move on to strategic road mapping. We work with you to develop a clear, actionable plan, starting with the easiest wins for practical AI for Portland SMBs.
Okay, so a step-by-step plan to get started. And then what about actually choosing the right tools? Because there are so many out there.
Tool selection. Leveraging deep research capabilities, we help you identify and vet the best fit existing tools. No guesswork involved.
Nice. So you're doing the homework for them.
Absolutely. And then we provide implementation guidance. We offer expert support to ensure a smooth rollout, proper integration, and team adoption.
Because let's be honest, that's usually where things fall apart, right?
Exactly. And then finally, measuring success. We help you define and track the metrics that matter, demonstrating tangible results.
So it's a full service approach from understanding the business to showing them the ROI.
Exactly. I like to think of M Square as combining meticulous, data-driven analysis, that's the German precision side of me, with a down-to-earth understanding of what works in the real world for businesses right here in Oregon, that American practicality, if you will.
I love it. So you're taking these complex concepts and translating them into plain language.
And focusing relentlessly on achieving your objectives.
So the potential for practical AI for Portland SMBs to enhance your established business is real, and it's accessible now. Those low-hanging fruit opportunities can provide quick wins and build momentum for further innovation. But the key takeaway here is don't jump in without a plan. Start with that strategic roadmap. And honestly, a first step would be to reach out to folks who really understand your business and the AI landscape.
Absolutely. And if you're ready to explore how practical AI for Portland SMBs can boost your efficiency, drive growth, and solidify your success in the Portland metro area, let's talk.
Definitely.
So that's all the time we have for today's PDX Business Playbook. You can learn more about us and what we do at m2square.com. That's m2square.com. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
And you can contact M2 Square Consulting today for an initial consultation. Let's identify your low-hanging AI fruit and build the right strategy to harvest it effectively.
Thanks for tuning in.
See you next time.